You and Daniel have both spent time with the Priv. So yes. I guess I should ask you first and foremost, Flo, Priv or Priv? What is it?
Priv.
Okay.
It's supposed to stand for privilege or privacy.
Or privacy.
Right. No, so, it's privacy, actually.
Oh. Privacy. There you go. Yeah. Oh. I feel like you need to say, you need to call it the Priv, like D-A space.
The Priv,
the Priv. Yo, it's the Priv. Yeah.
The Priv.
Omar coming.
Drake calls it the Priv.
The Priv. So what do you guys think?
I think it is an interesting device. I actually gave it a pretty good score.
Wow.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, so you have a review up on Greenbot.
Yeah, I have a review up. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Nice. It's actually a really good implementation of Android. It's actually a pretty good Android phone. The only thing is that I wasn't really impressed with the keyboard. I actually thought it was a little too small for me. Getting used to.
It's too small for you. How big is it for me?
The problem is that I had longer nails when I wrote this review, and I was just thinking, like, this phone is made for people with shorter nails. Like, they can, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that I type. It didn't work, but there was a bit of a learning curve. Eventually, I got to get used to using it, but it was still kind of weird. But it has really, like, it has a really good camera, actually. Like, really decent. It's not amazing like the GS6 or the LG G4, but low light, you know, performance is pretty dang good, even if it does overexpose a little bit. You know, it's got a couple extra privacy features, but it's still on Lollipop, so that's kind of a super bummer.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel, you've also posted a review of this, and actually, I think, do you have it in hand right now?
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, I can't wait to see this in person.
I got her.
Excellent. Show me the slide. Oh, yeah. There we go. what do you think? What's your take?
Waterloo did good. They made a good phone. They are overstating the privacy advantages by a lot.
Yeah.
And so I talked to a security researcher who did a bunch of initial testing on the phone, and they basically found that BlackBerry is claiming that they've changed and hardened the kernel to the extent that it's superior to the other Android phones out there. But in reality, it's not even that much more secure. In fact, Lollipop is less secure from a user space perspective. And because the hardening of the kernel is only referencing a bunch of improvements to the Linux kernel rather than actually implementing them. There's a lot of like low-level stuff there that I don't really want to get into, but basically there's a bunch of references to this thing called GR security. It's basically a self-healing, kind of like a self-healing patch for the Linux kernel that when it gets infected with something, it tries to correct it itself. And there's references to implementing that, but it's not actually implemented in its current version. And then the user space stuff, like Lollipop is inherently less secure than Marshmallow. So people claiming that BlackBerry invented Android security with the Priv, they're kind of overstating it because the Marshmallow is just more secure, period.
I was totally thinking that too when I was using the phone. I was like, what is the point of putting all this stuff on here when you're just going to have to update the phone to Marshmallow and you're going to get some of the things that your other apps do already? And anyway, like, privacy has just changed. People don't worry as much about like BYOD because you don't have that wall up between you and your company as much as you used to.
Sure.
To, you know, you can just choose your device most of the time.
So swiping over the keyboard, I'm watching your video here, that actually scrolls up and down. It detects your swiping on the keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You can use it as a scroll wheel, like the original BB.
That's neat.
Yeah. They implemented this in the Passport. Did you ever use the Passport?
No, I remember laughing about the Passport.
That's the square one, right? Or the square-ish?
It's the square one, both in physical form and its like soul. It's like very...
Would you say it's a little L7?
Yes.
L7.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a weird device, but they implemented it in that originally, and it's actually quite a neat feature. And I agree with you, Flo. Like, I don't have long nails, but when I was using the phone, I had like slightly longer nails on my thumbs, and I actually had to cut my nails just to get
Right?
Keyboard working properly.
I had to cut my nails to like use the keyboard right.
Maybe that's a feature.
And my nails weren't that long.
Maybe it's a sanitary.
Cut your nails, gross people.
You need a manicure. Yes.
Yeah, and I just think the physical keyboard isn't as fast as the virtual one.
Like, yeah.
We've made improvements to virtual keyboards.
So
and we've also gotten very used to using virtual keyboards. You know, when BlackBerry was a dominant thing, physical keyboard was just the way it was.
I had a physical keyboard on my LG, like, texting phone. Like, my friends had Sidekicks with physical keyboards on them. Like, physical keyboards were a thing.
It was just the
way
it was.
They're not anymore.
Were the thing.
And granted, I had a learning curve when I came over to my first smartphone, which was the HTC Incredible, but...
my God, your first smartphone was the HTC Incredible?
Yes, because I
loved that phone.
It was a great phone. I had it for like 2.5 years. Good. It died in a death down an escalator at CES. Aww. That's how it died.
Isn't that metatextual?
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
It tumbled down the escalator. It was really bad.
Well, at CES.
I've died at CES a couple of times, actually. Yeah, myself. Yeah, CES. It drives you there. Brian, you were an incredible guy, right? Well, I mean, you're incredible.
You're an incredible guy.
I'm surprised you remember that. That was my first smartphone as well.
I remember that because you clung to that incredible forever.
Yes.
I had that phone for 4 years. Yeah. I bought like two extended batteries for it.
Had some junk in the trunk when you were done with it. That extended battery was like twice.
You'd buy the case and like cut it out. Yeah. Yeah. We should do like an Android history series one day.
Android history?
Well, like our Android journeys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That we should.
Yeah.
I like that.
Some of the old stuff.
Let's remind ourselves of that.
Let's add it when there's a slow news week.
Let me tell you what phone I've never had. I've never had a BlackBerry.
Oh, I have.
I had one.
Mm-hmm.
I had one
when I worked at CNET, and I actually really liked it. But it was my first smartphone. Like, period. It was my first smartphone that wasn't... you know, feature flip.
Was this like pre iOS, like pre iPhone existence?
It was right about the time of iOS, but at that time, CNET was not handing out Apple or iOS devices.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at that time I wanted it because it was all the hotness.
Yeah.
But what I got was a BlackBerry, and I just wanted something smart that I could have in my pocket, and that gave me it. And I actually liked it.
I hated my BlackBerry.
I couldn't go back to it.
I had a BlackBerry like around 03, 04, 05, like 06, like around there. And that was on my work phone. And my personal phone was an old Windows Mobile HTC slider. Like the brick with the little with the nubbin antenna.
Yeah.
I love that phone.
Everybody loved that phone.
The BlackBerry. Like, I'm like, this isn't a smartphone. This is a smartphone. And
that's not a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a knife.